愿大家平安。
May peace be with all。
今天早上跟大家一起来学习，神所要的是什么
？This morning we'd like to study the topic, "What is it that God desires?"
圣经是我们生活的一本手册。
The Bible is a guidebook for our lives.
就好像我们买电脑都有带一本手册。
Just like when we buy a computer, it comes with an instruction manual.
圣经告诉我们人是什么。
The Bible tells us what man is.
那人要怎么活，生活能够过得最好。
And how man shall live his or her life so that they can live the best life.
那在圣经里面告诉我们活着一生当中有一个最重要的关系。
The Bible tells us that in our lives, there is the most important relationship.
就是人跟神的关系。
And that is the relationship between man and God.
这个就是父子的关系。
This is the relationship between a father and son.
也是一种爱的关系。
It is a relationship of love.
所以敬拜神就是重新来建立父子的关系。
So to worship God is to once again rebuild this relationship between father and son.
是我们在生活中能够来享受神的爱。
So that we can enjoy the love of God in our lives.
那我们现在活着常常会面对很多的问题。
We live today facing many challenges.
如果从圣经看起来。
If we look at it from the Bible.
这个问题的根源就是人跟神已经失去的关系。
The root of many of these problems stem from the fact that man and God have already lost this relationship.
神是根本。
God is the basis.
那我们失去了这个根本，所以问题一直出来。
So once we have lost this base, then problems begin to arise.
那我们开始重新建立关系。
And we start to rebuild this relationship.
我们的生活就越来越好。
And when we start doing that, then our lives become better and better.
越来越平安。
We receive more peace in our lives.
越来越喜乐。
Receive more joy.
罪就离开我们越来越远。
And sin departs further and further away from us.
家庭越来越和睦。
Families become more harmonious.
婚姻越来越圆满。
Marriages become more perfect.
两代之间呢，越来越融洽。
And different generations get along even better.
活着充满着盼望。
And we live with a living hope.
充满着爱。
And we live with love.
这是一个很美的人生。
This is a very beautiful life.
所以信仰本来就是好的。
So faith in it of itself is good.
那我们要敬拜神，要了解我们所拜的神。
In order to worship God, we must know the God whom we worship.
到底神是什么？
What is God?
还有，他向我们所要的是什么？
Who is God and what is it that he requires of us?
我们一生每个人在世界上都有理想。
In our lives, every one of us has an ideal.
所以我每一天呢，朝着理想在努力。
And every day we work for these ideals or dreams.
那这个叫做进步。
And this is called progress.
这个让我们活着，人生有一个很有意义。
It allows us to live a meaningful life.
那另外一个理想。
And the other ideal.
是属灵的。
Is a spiritual one.
就是神怎么看我们。
It is how God sees us.
神向我们要求什么。
What does God require of us?
就把这个当作我们的理想。
And we can treat this also as an ideal.
那一生朝这个目标来努力。
And we devote our entire lives pursuing after this goal.
那我们的人生就会越来越好。
Then we find that our lives will become better and better.
神就与我们同在。
And God will abide with us.
那我们的生活会越来越满足。
And so that our lives will be filled with more satisfaction.
那神向我们要什么？
What is it that God requires of us?
我们看米迦书。
Let's turn to the book of Micah.
六章。
Micah chapter 6.
米迦书六章八节。
Micah 6 verse 8.
好，请读。
Verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
在米迦先知那个时代。
In the time of the prophet Micah.
人的信仰一直在退步。
People's faith have digressed.
所以到最后他们以为、啊、敬拜神就是两件事情。
So in the end, they felt that、worshiping God is another matter.
第一个时候到了就去守节。
And so when the time came, they went to observe the feast.
所以他们有七个节期。
They have、seven feasts.
那第二个就是常常献祭。
The second is that they would、often offer sacrifices.
这个就是因为他们对神不了解。
And they do these things because they do not really know God.
那有时候我们的信仰、啊、如果在退化，我们就觉得、哎、信神就是两件事情。
Sometimes when our faith is also declining, we may feel that worshiping God only involves these two things.
第一个要守安息日。
The first is that we must observe the Sabbath.
第二个要献十一捐。
And second is that we must offer our tithe.
那如果做这两件事情，相当好了。
And if we do these things, then we will have done well.
啊、这也是对神的不认识。
This is also a misconception of God.、哦、
那神到底要我们做什么？
What exactly does God require of us?
我们看第六章第八节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 8 again. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
神告诉我们什么是好的。
God has shown us what is good.、
哦、我们认为好的不一定是真的好。
What we regard as good may not be truly good.
因为我们是人。
Because we are human.、
哦、我们是有限。
We are limited.
神认为好的就是真的好的。
But what God deems good is truly good.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他是全智的神。
He is the God of everything.、
哦、那这里讲，他向我们所要的是什么？
Here it says, what does the Lord require of you?
神向我们所要的就是他看为是好的。
He requires what is good for each of us.
所以有时候我们当父母啊，一直要小孩子做这个做那个。
As parents, we may require many things of our children.
啊，然后会重复的要求。
And we may continue to repeat these requests.
因为我们觉得这是好的。
Because we think that is what is best for them.
那孩子如果这样做，对他有帮助。
If the children do these things, it will benefit them.
但是我们父母也是人。
But as parents, we are also human.
有时候我们认为好的，也不一定真的对小孩子好。
Sometimes what we think is good may not truly be good for our children.
那神要我们做的，就是真的对我们好的。
But what God requires of us is truly what is good for us.
那这里讲神要我们做三件事情。
Here it describes three things that God requires of us.
第一个。
First, to do justly.
第二个,
Second,
好怜悯,
to love mercy.
第三个,
and third,
存谦卑的心与神同行,
to walk humbly with your God.
啊，我们活在世界上就是面对三件事情。
We live on this earth, we face three different problems.
第一个,
the first,
面对我们自己。
We face ourselves.
第二个,
Second,
我们面对周围的人。
We face our surrounding people.
啊，第三个, 我们面对看不见的神。
Third, we have to face the God that is not seen.
所以神要我们的就是怎么面对自己，怎么面对周围的人，怎么面对看不见那个神。
So what God wants from us is how we deal with ourselves, with the people around us, and how we deal with the God who is not seen.
那神要我们怎么要求自己？
So what does the Lord require of us?
第一个要行公义。
First is for us to do justly.
神要我们怎么对周围的人。
How does God want to treat those around us?
要好怜悯。
To love mercy.
那神要我们怎么来对他呢?
And how does God want us to treat him?
要在神面前谦卑。
Is to walk humbly before him.
因为他太伟大了。
Because he is too mighty.
我们好像微尘。
And we are like a speck of dust.
所以在神面前要谦卑。
So before God, we must be humble.
那谦卑的表现。
What is the demonstration of humility?
就是尊重他，与他同行。
To honor him and to walk with him.
有时候我们在这个世界上哦，反而倒过来。
Sometimes on this earth, we switch these around.
对别人很公义。
We treat others justly.
对自己很怜悯。
We treat ourselves full of mercy.
然后。神看不见就不把他当作存在。
And since God cannot be seen, we don't regard him as existing.
那这个是跟神要求的不一样。
And these are different from what God requires of us.
神要我们行公义。
God wants us to do justly.
对自己有这个要求，这个人生的目标。
We have to require this of our own self.
我们先看亚伯拉罕，神怎么要求他。
Now let's see what God required of Abraham.
创世纪十七章。
Genesis 17.
创世纪的十七章。
Genesis 17.
第一节。
Genesis 17, verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless.
这个地方亚伯兰99岁。
Records here that Abram was 99 years old.
99岁应该是年纪相当大了。
It is of an old age.
神向他显现。
But God appeared to him.
那神对他有一个指示。
And he instructed him this.
神先说，我是全能的神。
He says, I am Almighty God.
世界上独一无二的。
There's only one.
然后你在我面前要做完全的。
And walk before me and be blameless.
如果把这个我拿掉。
If we remove the me here.
你要做完全人。
It is, you must be blameless.
那我拿掉就是神拿掉、大概很多人都觉得我已经不错了。
And if you take away the I or the God in this case, many people may think that they've already done pretty well.
那不错就是我们跟人相比。
And when we regard ourselves as doing pretty well, that's when we compare ourselves to others.
所以人常常觉得我不错了。
So we compare ourselves to other people, we may think that we're doing pretty good.
但是如果把神这个我再放进去。
But if we put this I or God back into this sentence,
这个答案就不是这样了。
Then the answer could be different.
在神的标准下要做到完全。
Under God's standards, how can we be deemed blameless?
那这个神的标准是什么？
So what is the standard of God?
我们看《申命记》的六章二十八节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 6, verse 28.
申命记》的六章二十八。
Deuteronomy 6, verse 28.
二十五节。
25, rather.
申命记》六章。
Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us.
这里说照神所吩咐的诫命遵守遵行，这就是我们的义。
It says, it will be our righteousness if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God.
所以什么叫做公义？
What is righteousness? 行公义。 What does it mean to do righteously?
就是在神的标准下，我们都是对的。这个叫做公义。
It is, righteousness means that under the standard of God, what we do is deemed right or correct.
那这个圣经的，我们越读越读，你就发现，这个神的标准真的是非常高。
The more we read the Bible, the more we find that God's standard is indeed very high.
那有人问主耶稣说，诫命哪一条最大？
Someone asked Lord Jesus, which commandment is the greatest?
主耶稣就说，归结到最后就是两条。
Lord Jesus, in summary, he came down to two commandments.
第一个。
The first,
尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神。
The first is to love the Lord with all of your heart, your strength, and your mind.
第二个爱人如己。
And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
这两条都做到了，这就是我们的义。
And if we can do these two commandments, then that is our righteousness.
那这标准相当高。
And these standards are indeed very high.
我们如果问我有没有爱神。
If we ask ourselves, do I love God?
大家都觉得有啊。
We may feel like we do.
但是在问有没有尽心尽力尽性尽力。
But if we ask ourselves, do we love the Lord with all of our heart, our soul, our strength?
我们只能承认说我没有。
And then we can only confess that we do not.
那就是表示我们还不够完全。
And that means that we are not blameless.
爱别人如己。
To love others as yourself.
我们有没有爱别人？有。
Do we love others?
那我们有没有爱别人爱到如自己呢？
But do we love others as we do to ourselves?
那我们要承认。
And we must confess.
这个我没有做到。
That we have not done this.
那这就是我们不完全的地方。
And these are areas which we are not found blameless.
那这个诫命到最后就是在讲爱。
The commandments boil down to love.
十诫前四条就是爱神。
The first four commandments deal with the loving God.
如果有爱，这个前面四条就不难。
And if we have love, then following the first four commandments would not be difficult.
那后面六条就是爱人。
And the last six commandments deal with loving our neighbors or loving our fellow man.
爱人就会孝敬父母。
If we love our fellow man, we will honor our parents.
爱人就不会杀人。
If we love our fellow man, then we will not murder them.
主耶稣把这个标准提高，就不会恨人。
And Lord Jesus raised the bar even higher in that we will not even hate our fellow man.
因为爱跟恨不能同时存在。
For love and hate cannot coexist.
恨在黑暗里面，爱在光明里面。
Hatred is in the darkness, and love is in the light.
爱是神本身的本质。
Love is the innate divine character of God.
所以恨就不属神。
So hate or hatred does not belong to God.
那第七条,
the seventh commandment,
不可以有淫乱,
cannot have committed adultery.
那, 这个就是爱,
this is also love.
爱我们的家人, 爱我们的配偶,
we must love our family, must love our spouse.
主耶稣的进一步, 不可以有淫念。
Lord Jesus takes it a step further, say we must not even have lustful thoughts.
那接下去, 不可以, 偷窃。
Furthermore, we must not steal.
有爱就不会偷窃。
If we have love, we will not steal from others.
有爱就不会做假见证害人。
If we have love, we will not bear false witness against others.
有爱就不会贪心。
If we have love, we will not covet.
所以从圣经看起来，我们一生需要有这个属灵的理想。
So from the Bible, it seems that our entire lives, we should have these ideals, spiritual ideals.
知道神的诫命，照着去做，这就是我们的义。
And if we follow according to the commandments of God, this will be our righteousness.
那这个义不只是道德上的。
This righteousness is not only in our conduct.
也包括信仰上、属灵上。
But it also involves our spirit and our faith.
我们看申命记的十八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
申命记的十八章。
Deuteronomy 18.Deuteronomy 18, verse 13. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. 14. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you.
从第九节一直到十四节在讲我们信主以后有一些事情不可以做。
Verse 9 through 14 talks about certain things we must not do once we become believers in Christ.
那这是什么？
What are these?
如果看这个第十节。
If we look at verse 10, there shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft or soothsayer, or one who interprets omens or a sorcerer.
这个地方在讲占卜，然后观照就观天上的星象。
Here it talks about sorcerers and also soothsayers.
然后用法术,
as well as witchcraft.
要行邪术要改变人的命运,
and also interpreting omens or even practicing sorcery.
然后十一节,
verse 11.
迷术教鬼的, and, 无术过犯过阴的人。
So those who conjure spells or medium or spiritists.
所以信主之后，如果还在做世俗的这些跟迷信有关、跟偶像有关的，在神面前就是不完全。
So once we have believed in the Lord and we continue to practice these superstitions, then before the eyes of God, we are not found blameless.
也就是不义。
Which means that we are unrighteous.
所以神对我们要求要做义人，不只是道德上，也是在信仰上。
So God's requirement of us to be righteous is not only in our conduct, but also in our faith.
那这个义不只是行为上，也是心思上。
And this righteousness is also not in our conduct, but in our heart.
那这样自己不断的要求，我们就会一直在进步。
So when we continue to make these requirements of ourselves, we will continue to improve.
那我们就在想，这个义跟神的关系有什么关系？
So if we think about this, what does righteousness have to do with God?
我在行公义到底对我有什么好处？
If I'm practicing righteousness, what benefit is that to me?
如果从圣经看起来，行公义大有好处。
If we see it from the biblical perspective, practicing righteousness is a great benefit for us.
看诗篇的十七篇。
Let's read Psalm 17.
诗篇的十七篇。
Psalm 17.
诗篇的十五节。
Psalm 17, verse 15. As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
In verse
14, with your hand from men, O Lord, from men of the world who have their portion in this life, and whose belly you fill with your hidden treasure, they are satisfied with children and leave the rest of their possession for their babies.
这是大卫写的诗。
This is a psalm written by David.
14节是讲世的，世界上的人。
Verse 14 describes the people of this world.
他中间讲只在今生有福分的人。
It talks about the people who are blessed in this world, in this lifetime.
就是他们福气的观念都是地上的。
Meaning that their idea of blessings all pertain to things of this world.
那最大的福气对一般人来讲什么？财宝充足。
What is the greatest blessing to most people is to be filled with riches.
再来，有儿有女。
And the second is to have sons and daughters.
这样就心满意足。
And if they have these, then they will be satisfied.
然后可以把财宝传给自己的儿女，感觉到尽了责任。
And able to pass on their possessions to their children to have a sense of fulfillment in their duties.
那这个叫做有福气，一般人在讲。
This is what most people feel when they say they're blessed.
那到十五节，大卫本身他就什么叫做有福气？
In verse 15, this is what David deems what blessings are.
会让我心满意足的，就是有福气。最后一句话，心满意足。
It says, I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
那人能够真的让我们满足的是什么？
So what can truly satisfy a person?
就是前面。
It is the first part of verse 15.
在义中见你的面。
Is to see God's face in righteousness.
我醒的时候能够看见你的形象。
Yeah, when he awakes, he can see, awake in his likeness.
所以醒的时候感觉到神跟我同在，哇，真的很满足，很喜乐。
Now, once you awake, you sense the abidance of God with you that brings a true satisfaction and true joy.
那这个见神的面就是跟神没有距离啊。
And to be able to see God's face means that we do not have distance between us and God.
好像摩西面对面跟神讲话。
Just as Moses was able to speak to God face to face.
那神的面一见我们，他光照我们，恩典就临到。
When we see God's face and His light shines upon us, all of His grace also comes upon us.
所以人一生最宝贵的经验就是见到神。
So the most valuable and precious experience that we have in this lifetime is to face God, to see God.
好像遍茂山上见到神。
Just like seeing God on the mountain of transfiguration.
我们在这里真好。
It is good that we are here.
没有一个经验能够超越这个经验。
There's no other experiences that can surpass this.
那这个遍茂山上的经验是天国经验的一点点。
This experience on the mountain of transfiguration is merely a taste of the experience in heaven.
那人怎么能够在见到神的面？
How can a person see God's face?
感觉到神常常跟我同在。
To feel the abidance of God with them always.
十五节说，我在义中要见你的面。
Verse 15 it says, I will see your face in righteousness.
就是人要有义。
In other words, we must be righteous.
神是义的。
God is righteous.
如果人不义。
If a man is not righteous.
那个不义就跟神有一个鸿沟，有一个阻隔。
Then that unrighteousness will cause a barrier between God's righteousness.
所以最大的损失是什么？
So what is the greatest loss?
就是我们跟神有一个距离。
The greatest loss is that there is a distance between us and God.
所以义是非常的重要的。
So righteousness is extremely important.
我们再看诗篇的三十七篇。
Let's continue to Psalm 37.
诗篇的三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
18节
Psalm 37 verse 18 The Lord knows the days of the upright and their inheritance shall be forever.
这个地方说神知道完全人的日子。
Lord knows the days of the upright.
什么叫做完全人的日子？
What does it mean the days of the upright?
就是神知道就是表示神会看顾他。
Lord knows meaning that the Lord will watch after them.
那如果圣经说神不认识这个人，这个问题就大了。
If the Bible says the Lord does not know a person, then that's a great problem.
神认识一切，怎么会神不认识这个人？
God knows everything. How would he not know somebody?
就是表示神说我跟你没有关系。
That means, in other words, it means that God doesn't want to have anything to do with that person.
就好像现在世界上人，你如果得罪一个人，有时候你一生关系没有办法和好。
Just like in this life, sometimes when we offend others, that relationship may be unrepairable for our entire lives.
他就把你当作不存在。
They will treat you as if you don't exist.
你走过去，你就是不存在，就这样就结束了。
Even if you walk by them, they will not acknowledge you at all. They will treat you as if you didn't exist.
那如果在神眼中，神把我们不认识，我们当作不存在，这就可怕了。
But if in the eyes of God, God treats us as if He didn't know us, if He didn't acknowledge our existence.
那如果神知道我们。
But if God knows us,
这个太好了。
And then that is the greatest feeling.
而且这个恩典啊，神会看顾的。
Because God will watch over us by His grace.
不只是活着的时候，死的时候，神会看顾。
Not only when we're living, but also after our death.
我们看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28. For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake His saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off.
这里讲神喜爱公平。
Says here, the Lord loves justice.
不撇弃他的圣民。
Does not forsake his saints.
所以一个人如果行公义啊，神不会抛弃他。
So if a person practices righteousness, God will not forsake him.
但是不义，神要把他剪掉。
But for the unrighteous, God will cut them away from him.
二十九节。
Verse 29, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever.
好，这里讲义人要承受地土。
It says here that the righteous shall inherit the land.
这个地土不一定是物质的。
This land may not be a physical one.
属灵上的丰盛。
But the spiritual abundance.
那永远住在其上。
And they will dwell in it forever.
就是一生有神同在，里面属灵上非常丰盛。
Meaning that if in our entire lives we have the abundance of God, then we are filled with abundance spiritually.
义人的结果是大有好的结局。
So the end of a righteous person is a very, very good ending.
我们看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25. I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his descendants begging bread.
这里讲我从前年幼，大卫一直看到他年老，他发现一件事实。
And that, as David aged, he began to realize the truth.
没有看过义人被抛弃的。
That he's never seen the righteous forsaken.
那什么叫做义人被抛弃？
What does it mean for a righteous to be forsaken?
二十四节。
Verse 24, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
二十三节。
In verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way.
义人的脚步神立定。
So the steps of a good man or a righteous man are ordered by the Lord.
脚步就是我们人生所走的这条路。
The steps indicating the steps that we trek on in this journey of life.
神要把它坚定，就没有人能够把它推倒。
It will be ordered by the Lord, meaning no one can sway it.
好像约瑟一样。
Just like Joseph.
义人的命运是不会被别人的错误改变的。
The destiny of a righteous cannot be changed by others.
因为神立定他的脚步。
For God had already ordered his path. Verse 24.
说他虽然失脚，不至全身扑倒。
Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down.
一段时间好像快倒下去，神要走把他扶起来。
Even though for certain times they may feel that they have fallen down, but God will not utterly cast them down.
所以义人是打不倒的。
So a righteous person cannot be struck down.
因为他里面有神。
Because God is within him.
好像但以理。
And just like Daniel,
丢到狮子坑里面，好像他敌人得胜了。
Even when he was cast down in the den of lions, it seems like his enemies had prevailed.
第二天早上，王说：“但以理啊，他说我在这里。
”The next morning, when the king called out to him, he says, "I'm here."
但以理是义人。
Daniel is a righteous man.
神与他同在。
And God abided with him.
狮子没有办法咬他。
The lions did not devour him.
神搀扶着他。
And God upheld him.
所以这个做义人一生在努力哦，在神面前做对的事情，这实在是很重要。
So it's very important for this righteous person to spend his entire life doing the right things for God.
我们看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
这里大卫从年幼看到年老，他发现另外一个事实。第一个事实就是义人不会被丢弃。
From young to old, David noticed a truth that one which is he has never seen the righteous forsaken.
第二个是他的后裔不会向人讨饭。
The second is that he has never seen the descendants of a righteous begging bread.
神要恩典临到他的后代。
God will impart His grace unto his next generation.
我说亚伯兰死了很久，剩几百年了。圣经还说神纪念亚伯兰。
So Abraham had passed away for many years, and the Bible still records that God remembered Abraham.
我们在世界上都很希望别人记得我们。
In this world, we often desire people to remember us.
第一个，别人记得我们又怎么样？
And first of all, what does it matter if another person remembers you?
他只不过是人。
They are only human.
哦，第二个，人很容易被忘记的。
And secondly, people are often forgotten.
你看三代之前，我们的祖父什么名字？
If you think three generations earlier, what the name of your great-great-great-grandfather was,
很多人不认识啊。
Many of us probably would not know.
如果知道他爸爸什么名字，大概都不认识。
And if you, some people would not even know their own father's name.
不是，就是我三代以前再上去他爸爸，大家都不认识。
The fourth generation before them, they would not know their names.
那这样想起来哈，现在很多的祖父很爱孙子。
And so many grandfathers, they adore their grandchildren.
孙子长大还记得。
And so when the grandchildren grow older, they still remember that love.
他的孩子他就不记得我们是谁。
But their children would not remember the love of their great-grandfather.
但是如果神记得我们。
But if God remembers us,
那是永远的。
That lasts for eternity.
他是神。
He is God.
所以义人被神纪念。
So a righteous man being remembered by God.
恩典会离到后代。
His grace will pass to his descendants.
所以行公义确实是非常重要。
So to practice righteousness is very important.
有公义，我们就能够蒙福。
With righteousness, we can be blessed.
好，我们再来看马太十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew 13.
马太十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
四十三节。
Matthew 13, verse 43. Then the righteous will shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
这个地方讲，义人在神的国要发光像太阳。
It says here, the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father.
这个神的国就是指着最后天国的显现。
This kingdom of the Father refers to the heavenly kingdom that will appear in the end.
我们在地上只是在演一台戏。
Here on earth, we are merely in a play.
你看，大家非常注重地上的荣耀财富。
And many of us pay particular attention to the glory and the wealth of this earth.
这可以了解的。
This is understandable.
那不然要追求什么？
Or else, what else would we be pursuing?
但是这只是一场戏。
But this is merely a play.
戏会结束的。
And this play will end.
戏会下台的。
We will have to exit the stage.
下台都过去了。
And once we exit, everything is gone.
什么时候下台？
When do we exit the stage?
就是我们死那一天就下台。
The day we die is when we exit the stage.
这场戏就过去了。
And this play will end.
如果我们不是义人，神就不认识我们，就忘记了。
And if we are not a righteous person, God will not remember us, and we will be forgotten.
那人也不认识我们，忘记了，从历史就被擦掉。
And people will also have forgotten us and will be erased from history.
但是如果我们是义人，
But if we are a righteous person,
虽然我们演乞丐，
Even though we may play the role of a beggar,
像拉撒路。
Just like Lazarus.
下台不是乞丐啊。
When we exit the stage, we are not a beggar anymore.
下台是王子。
When we exit the stage, we become a prince.
在亚伯拉罕的怀里面享受福分。
And we will enjoy blessings within the bosom of Abraham.
所以信仰把我们带到未来的世界。
So our faith has brought us to another world in the future.
就是天国。
Which is the heavenly kingdom.
那是永存的。
And it's the eternal kingdom.
那里的价值是永存的。
And the value in that kingdom is forever.
那义人要发光像太阳。
So the righteous will shine forth as the sun.
如果我们今生活着，你不管演什么角色，我们都演起来让神看是对的，这样就可以了。
No matter what role we play in this world, if we play that role to the best of our ability before God,
那下台在天国就发光像太阳。
Then when we exit from this role, exit the stage, we will become shining as a light.
这就是我们的荣耀。
This will then be our glory.
这个就是我们人的价值。
This will then be our value.
就是神怎么看定我们，怎么报偿我们。
Which is how God sees us after we exit the stage and how He rewards us.
什么叫做有眼光？
What does it mean to have a good sight.
有时候我们看到，这个人没有眼光。
Sometimes we say, "Oh, this person doesn't have a good sight."
请问我们能够看多远？
And I ask you, how far can a person see?
最远最远就是看到死为止。
The furthest that a person can put their vision is to the day they die.
但死就完了。
And once they die, then everything cannot be seen after that.
进到信仰里面。
But in our faith,
我们就看到神所看到的。
We'll be able to see what God allows us to see.
什么？
What is that?
天国的福分。
Which is the riches in heaven.
所以为着在天上发光像太阳。
So in order for us to shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of God,
很多事情可以牺牲。
Then in this life, there's many things that we are able to give up.
不对的一定可以牺牲。
Those things that are not right, we will of course give them up.
有时候对的也可以牺牲。
And sometimes even the things that are right, we can give them up.
就是希望在神面前他看我是义人。
All for the hope that before God, he can see us as righteous.
所以我们进到信仰里面，我们的发现，我们的人生价值观是非常不一样。
So we enter into our faith, we see that we begin to have a different perspective on the value of our life and the meaning of it.
好，我们再回来看启示录十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation 19.
启示录的十九章。
Revelation 19.
第七节跟第八节。
Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8. 7, let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. 8, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
圣经里面呢，对死有不同的描写。
Bible has different descriptions for death.
说在主里离世有福了。
Says those who...pass away in the Lord are blessed.
第一个，他休息世上的劳苦。
First is that they rest from their earthly toils.
第二个，做工的果效随着他。
And second is that all of the fruits of their labor will follow them.
这个休息世上的劳苦是往后看啊，我过去的辛苦现在结束了，这可以了解。
So resting from our labors means to look back and to look back on our lives to see what all the work that we've done.
但是做工的果效随着，这是往前看。
But the fruits of our labor, that's looking forward.
所以一个人信仰持守到最后一口气。
So a person can uphold their faith to their last breath.
他往前看，他有目标。
He looks forward to a goal, the new goal.
就是天上的目标。
Which is that spiritual, the heavenly goal.
那一天是好的无比的。
And that day would be the best day of his or her life.
所以有时候我们人很怕死。
So oftentimes, as people, we are afraid to die.
对老年人不能讲死这个字。
To the elderly, it's not polite to talk about death.
即使不要讲你会死，就是讲别人死了也不行。
Not even to the point of talking about their own death, but even the death of others is not polite.
因为一讲死，他一讲死，他就害怕会发抖。
Because if you talk about death, they may become anxious.
那这个问题没有办法解决的。
This problem cannot be solved.
我怕死，我怕听到死，我还是会死。
I'm afraid of death. I'm afraid of listening about death, but I will still die.
你不要他，他很爱你，一直靠近来。
You don't want it, but he loves you, and he keeps drawing closer and closer.
没有办法避免。
We're unable to avoid it.
忽然间，我们在信仰里面看到另外一面。
But suddenly, in our faith, we can see a different perspective.
这里说有羔羊的婚宴。
Here it says that there is the marriage of the Lamb.
主耶稣再来那一天。
The day that Lord Jesus comes.
我们要与主相见。
We will see the Lord face to face.
这个叫做婚宴。
This is the marriage or the wedding.
那婚宴要穿什么？
So what should we wear to this wedding?
光明洁白的细麻衣。
We should be arrayed in fine linen.
那这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And this fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
所以为什么义这么重要？
So why is righteousness so important?
如果我们没有义，
If we don't have righteousness,
在婚宴里面进不去。
Well, then we're unable to enter into this marriage.
主耶稣讲一个比喻，说被赶到外面去了。
Lord Jesus told of a parable where they are cast out.
如果我们有义，
but if we have righteousness,
就能够进到永远的婚宴。
Then we can enter into this eternal, everlasting marriage.
享受天国永远的筵席。
Enjoy the heavenly feast.
那是何等的美好。
How great, how beautiful is that?
所以我们人生的目标是什么？
So what is the goal we should have in our lives?
对自己要求要行公义。
We have to make this requirement of ourselves to do justly.
怎么行公义？
How do we do justly?
第一个要认识神。
First, we have to know God.
我们才知道神的标准。
So that we know His standards.
第二个。
The second.
要靠圣灵的帮助。
We must rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
不断一直在更新。
Not to continually renew ourselves.
这样我们就有益。
And then we shall become more and more righteous.
我们跟神的关系就会正常。
And then we shall repair that relationship with God.
抓到这个根本。
We shall be able to take hold of this basis.
我们在义中见到他的面。
And in righteousness, we shall see God.
我们遇到困难的日子，神知道我们。
When we encounter difficult or troublesome days, God will remember us.
将来要发光像太阳。
And we shall shine forth as a light,
充满着盼望。
Like the sun filled with hope.
所以我们要行公义。
And so we need to practice righteousness.
唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
119首。
Let us rise and sing him 119. Please be seated.
我们最后要来祷告。
Finally, we are going to pray together.
祷告就是我们的心跟神接触。
Prayer is when our hearts come in contact with God.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
所以当我们的心真的接触到神，神的灵就会进来。
So when our hearts truly come in contact with God, God's spirit will enter us.
圣经说这个叫做得圣灵。
And the Bible describes this as receiving the Holy Spirit.
神看不见。
God cannot be seen.
圣经有一套很美妙神的道理。
The Bible includes the entire truth of God.
但是这个道理在我们摸到神的时候，这个道理就变成真的。
But even though these doctrines and the truth in the Bible, once we come to experience God, this truth becomes more alive in our own lives.
好像一个弟兄，他是学科学的。
Just like a brother who studied the sciences.
他在大学教书。
And he is a teacher in the university.
他本来是无神论的。
He was originally an atheist.
到教会听到一套的道理。
But after listening to the sermons in the church,
他就在想，
and he
科学的理论在能够重复实验的时候，那个理论就是对的。
He thought to himself, the theories in science, if it can be proven through repeated experiments, then that is truth.
如果这个理论没有办法重复的实验，这个是只是一个假设嘛。
But if that theory cannot be proven by repeated experiments, it's merely just a hypothesis.
那神如果在我们体验到的、摸到圣灵、摸到神的时候，这套理论就是真的。
If we can experience God, through experiencing His Holy Spirit, then the teachings in the Bible become truth in our lives.
所以祷告非常重要。
So prayer is extremely important.
如果你想要体验神，
if we want to come to experience God,
有困难要向神祷告。
We have troubles and difficulties in our lives that we ask God to help us with.
或者要接受按手帮助祷告。
Or if we wish to receive the laying of hands to help us in our prayer,
都欢迎你到前面来。
We welcome all of everyone to come forward to pray.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing we say in our prayer is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
出声念一次。
And we say this once.
再重复念哈利路亚赞美主。
And following this, we can pray to God by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们很恳切的向神祷告，感谢赞美，就会有体验。
We pray earnestly to the Lord and offer up all our prayer and thanksgiving. We can come to experience.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.